Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare. Gopijana Vallabha Kirivana Dare. Gopijana Vallabha Kirivana Dare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare. Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dare. Gopijana Vallabha Girivana Dare. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prabhupada Atta Jyotsa Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kota Vaishnavani Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopiya Samakum Radhakum Girigovaran Ki Jai Shivandavadam ki jai, Sri Maya Pranavadam ki jai, Gangamaya ki jai, Jumunamaya ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Gau Premanandi, all glorious some of the devotees, all glorious some of the devotees, all glorious some of the devotees, all glorious, all glorious, Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, text number? Which one? Which number? 41. Dosotaradikar, excuse me, Dosotaradikar. Yatra Pavishta Paramanvat Lakshyate Antar Katash Chanye Kotisho Shanda Rasayaha Dasota Radhikar Yatra Pravishta Paramanavat Lakshitendhar kutoschanye kotisho hinda rasaya daso taradi karyatra pravishta paramanuta lakshyatin dharagatashchanye kotishyanda rasaya daso taradi karyatra pravishta paramanuta lakshyatin dharagatashchanye kutishyandha rasaya to Jesus. Das Uttara Adhikarai. With 10 times greater thickness. Yatra. In which. Pravista. Entered. Parma Anuvat. Like atoms. Lakshate. It, the mass of universes. Appears. Antagataha, come together, cha, and anye, in the other, kutisha, clustered, he, four, andarasayaha, huge combination of universes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. The layers of elements covering the universes are each 10 times thicker than the one before, and all the universes clustered together appear like atoms in a huge combination. Purport. The coverings of the universes are also constituted of the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. and each is 10 times thicker than the one before. The first covering of the universe is earth, and it is 10 times thicker than the universe itself. If the universe is 4 billion miles in size, then the size of the earthly covering of the universe is 4 billion times 10. The covering of water is 10 times greater than the earthly covering. The covering of fire is 10 times greater than the watery covering. The covering of air is 10 times greater than that of the fire. The covering of ether is 10 times greater still than that of the air, and so on. The universe within the coverings of matter appears to be like an atom in comparison to the coverings. And the number of universes is unknown even to those who can estimate the coverings of the universe. So there's not much I can say about this. So we're going to go on to the next verse. Tadahur aksaram brahma sarva karanam vishnu dhamma parang sakshad purusasya mahatmanaha. And this ends the chapter as well. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is therefore said to be the original cause of all causes. Thus, the spiritual abode of Vishnu is eternal, without a doubt. It is also the abode of Mahavishnu, the origin of all manifestations. Purport. Lord Mahavishnu, who is residing in Yoga Nitra. Lord Mahavishnu, who is resting, in Yoga Nidra on the causal ocean and creating innumerable universes by his breathing process, only temporarily appears in the Mahatattva for the temporary manifestation of the material worlds. He is a plenary portion of Lord Sri Krishna, and thus, although he is non-different from Lord Krishna, his formal appearance in the material world as an incarnation is temporary. The original form of the personality of Godhead is actually the Svarup, or real form, and he eternally resides in the Vaikuntha world, Vishnu Loka. The word Mahatmanaha is used here to indicate Mahavishnu, and his real manifestation is Lord Sri Krishna, who is called Parama, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. The Supreme Lord is Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, known as Govinda. His form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, and he is the original cause of all causes. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the third canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Calculation of Time from the Atom. Om Ajnanatamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshumulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kotvacha Lung Pungung Lungai Tegrim Yatkipa Talaham Bande Sugarum Dinataram Vansha Kapa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Putitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here in this verse, it's mentioned that the spiritual abode of Vishnu is eternal without a doubt. And generally, people in this world think that everything is temporary, because what we see is there's a beginning and there's an end. We don't see anything eternal. Therefore, it's hard for them to imagine there's an eternal abode, or there's an eternal soul, there's an eternal God. because their experience is there's a beginning and an end. But here it's mentioned that one should understand this without a doubt. Prabhupada said, doubts are good, it's a sign of intelligence, but when you find the truth, then give up the doubts. So, also in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, Maya Shakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjam Marashriya Asangsayam Samagano Yathajas Tachchunu. Krishna says, just here, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, you'll know me in full, free from doubt. So the first thing he says, just here. So we have to hear. And we have to hear attentively. It's not easy. Just to do that, just to hear attentively in Kali Yuga is not easy. And it's one of the big offenses to the holy name, chanting inattentively. So, yeah, we have to hear again and again and again and again. And eventually, hopefully this message, hopefully the holy name will sink in and will catch the importance of hearing the glories of Krishna, hearing the holy name of Krishna. And eventually we'll become free of doubt. In the Bhagavad Gita, there's a very nice verse. You don't hear very much, but it's a very deep verse. Labhante brahma nirvanam rusyaksya mukhamasa china dvaiti atatmana sarva bhuta hite vrita. That one who is free of the dualities that arise from doubt. Just that one statement is so deep. One who is free of the dualities that arise from doubt. In this world, there's so much duality. You know, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, success, failure. Especially when, you know, Sankirtan devotees are out there, and you get a lot of, sometimes you get a lot of no's, you get rejection. And then so many people come and take books and give donations. So, duality. But when we do find difficulty, we should understand that it's Krishna's arrangement. So it's good. Whatever happens is good because Krishna's in control. As we're hearing here, he's the cause of all causes. So whatever Krishna arranges is good for our purification. Sometimes it's hard to see that. Like there was a book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? No, everything is happening exactly as Krishna wants it to happen according to everyone's karma. So it's good. So one who is free of the dualities that arise from doubt, whose mind is always engaged within, always thinking of Krishna, doing something for Krishna. Not long ago, I was distributing books in Balboa Park, and I was speaking to one Indian family, nice Indian family. They took a Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And there was a little girl there, 10-year-old girl, and the mother said, you know, she memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita. I said, what? So I said a verse, 5:7, and she immediately quoted it without hesitation. 1866, immediately. 2:27, immediately. I couldn't believe it. Memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. I didn't ask how old, but you know, 10 years, something like that. Mind is filled. So I said, do you know the meaning? And the mother said, well, she's working on that. Now she's on chapter 2. Because a lot of times you see the Guru Kulis, you know, they know so many verses. But What's the meaning? Well, I don't know. Yeah. They don't know the meaning. But she's now learning the meaning as well. So, yeah, we have these wonderful books that allow us to fill our mind with Krishna. We have the holy name. We can fill our mind with Krishna. And if we could fill our mind with Krishna, then there's no room for Maya. No, we want that. We don't want any room for Maya. Yeah. And then, no anxiety. It's interesting that one time Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, Prabhupada, how can we please Krishna? He said, be in anxiety to please Krishna. That'll please Krishna. Be in anxiety. Just like if you love someone, if you have a lot of affection for someone, and let's say a very dear friend, you're living in your home and a very, very close friend comes. You're in anxiety how to please the person. What can I do for you? What do you eat? What's your diet? There's love. So there's an anxiety. You want to please the person. So we should have that anxiety. Try to get that love for Krishna. Be in anxiety to please Krishna. So one who is free of the dualities that arise from doubt, whose mind is always engaged within, who is always busy acting for the welfare of others, and who is free of sin, is understood to be already liberated. So always busy acting for the welfare of others. So that's what this whole Hare Krishna movement is about. Doing things that are beneficial for others. And of course, our most important activity is distributing books. People benefit all over the world by this book distribution. I had a nice experience, actually one of the nicest experiences ever had in our society, just this last Sunday. I was distributing books about a year and a half ago, and I talked to one young man, and he took a Bhagavad Gita, and he liked it, and he was so nice. We had a nice talk, and I was keeping in touch with him and inviting him to the temple, and he was coming to the temple, and eventually he moved into the temple. He became a book distributor, a very good book distributor, actually. And this last Sunday, he got initiated. So, Javita and myself, we gave the talk, the initiation talk. His name is Dvijamani Prabhu now. So that's a nice result of book distribution. And so many people come because of book distribution, because of getting a book, somehow getting a book. How many in here came to Krishna consciousness because you got a book? You see here, so many. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called it the Brihat Mardanga, the big Mardanga. It's like here we can distribute so many books. Like I remember I was distributing books in Los Angeles Airport. We distributed a lot of books in the LAX. So I was on a book distribution world tour, which I again start tonight. And I was in Sweden, and one person came to me and he said, Vijay, it's so nice to see you again. You gave me a book in the LAX, and from reading that book, I became a devotee. He also became a book distributor. So it's always encouraging. Who knows how many people are becoming devotees by this book distribution. Then we have other activities also that are beneficial, very beneficial for society. We have the Harinam, goes out, people hear the holy name. We have prasadam distribution. So these are also very auspicious activities. And by these activities, we benefit the conditioned souls and we get purified. And when we're completely pure, then we're completely satisfied. So what's the opposite of doubt? Faith. Yeah, faith. By this process, we get faith in Krishna. We get faith in what we're hearing here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Vedic literatures, it's stated, Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Bhajinakriya Tato Nartanivittisya Tato Nishya Vichistataha. That there's preliminary faith and then there's firm faith. We get preliminary faith by doing things like this. People get some prasadam. Oh, this is nice. This is nice food. Or they hear the holy name. In Miami, there was some devotees. They wanted to find out what people thought of the Hare Krishnas. So they were calling people random in Miami, asking, what do you like about the Hare Krishnas? And what they don't like about the Hare Krishnas. What do you think they like the most about the Hare Krishnas? That's what we like most about them. Harinam. Harinam. We're the only people in the world that go out to the public and we sing and dance. People like it. Not everybody, but some. I mean, we were at Santa Monica Promenade having nice Harinam, and one person was standing in line to go to the movies. So he had to stand there and listen to the Harinam. And he came up to me and said, hey, I'll give you guys a donation if you can just go down the street a little ways. So I said, well, you'd have to get a pretty big donation to do that. So some people, they just don't want to hear the holy name. And other people, they just love it. I remember one time I was in Czech Republic, and we were having a nice Harinam, about 100 devotees, really nice Harinam. So these two ladies, they just loved it. They were dancing, and then I gave them a mantra card, and they were singing and they were dancing, and they were just so fired up. So I thought, well, they're ready for some books. So I showed them some books, and oh yeah, this is so nice. They gave a donation. I'm explaining the book, and as I'm explaining the book, the Harinam started going off, and the girl said, "Oh, wait, they're leaving. We got to catch up with them." So some people are very enthusiastic about Harinam. And what do you think the people didn't like? Now, this is back in the 80s. What do you think? Well, yeah, all related, but airport. People didn't like us so much in the airport. So, although we distributed a lot of books, it's pretty, sometimes people, I remember one time I was in the airport and I was running to catch a flight, and I was thinking, man, if any Hare Krishna tried to stop me, I'd be upset too. So sometimes it could be a little disturbing to people in the airport. So it was a blessing in disguise that we're not in the airports now, because now we're going to schools and doing bigger, isn't it? We're doing bigger than we were doing in the airports. I mean, Shrigapati is just like, my God, it's huge. It's doing huge. So many other devotees are doing huge. It was actually a blessing. Now I'm distributing books in Balboa Park and also the schools there in San Diego. Sweet. It's so nice. So, yeah, this book distribution is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, very pleasing to Krishna. And people are benefiting. So, and people get faith. by this, by receiving this knowledge. So a daushodatta sadhu, from getting this preliminary faith, then you get association, sadhu sangha. You know, oh, this is nice knowledge. It's like after I got the Bhagavad Gita, then I met some devotees and they told me about the temple in Miami, and I went to the temple in Miami. The devotees are so nice. Like, wow, this, how fortunate I am. They have such a nice philosophy, nice companionship. So it's, yeah. And when you associate with devotees, then what do you do? You learn how to engage in devotional service. Just like I remember I was in Miami and I was chanting japa in front of the deities, beautiful Gorni Thayan deities there. So I was chanting, and there was another devotee who were chanting japa. And one of the managers came to me and asked if I could do some service. I said, yeah, sure, okay. And the one next to me said, well, you must be chanting your japa better than me, because he went to you instead of to me. I said, okay, so that's how that works. Okay. So we're praying for service. Please, Krishna, engage me in your loving service. This is what we want. We're praying. We're begging for it. It's like Prabhupada said, how should we chant the holy name? Like a baby crying out to the mother. You know, sometimes babies can really, you know, let it out. Yeah. I was in Miami airport one time, and somehow the little child got lost, got separated from the mother, and just screaming. Saying, wow, okay, so that's how we should chant the holy name. Krishna, please help me. Help me to chant the holy name. Help me to serve. Another time he said, we should pray to Krishna in a mood that, please, Krishna, accept me again as your servant. So we want to be accepted again as a servant. Adaushuratata saru sangata bhajanakriya. From association, then we want to engage in devotional service. Now those three aren't that difficult. To get some preliminary faith in Krishna, to get some association. Well, association is not so easy, there's not. Back in the 80s, there was a lot more devotees. Now there's not so many, so it's a little more difficult. And devotional service. Even devotional service is not that difficult. We meet people, they give some donation. That's devotional service. Prabhupada said if you're just walking down the street and says, good morning. Someone says good morning to a devotee. That's devotional service. They began their devotional service. Especially to say good morning to Prabhupada. So that's not that difficult, to engage in some type of devotional service. Then it gets more difficult. Arta nivritti, to give up bad habits. Very difficult. Yeah. Bad habits are second nature. To give them up is very difficult. So we have to change our habits. We have to have good habits. We have many good habits, you know, rising early in the morning, going to Mangalarti, chanting our rounds. We also have to have a habit of when the mind becomes inattentive, that we have to have the habit of bringing it back. Like Krishna says, yato yato nishchalati manash chanchalam astriyam tatas tato niyam nyatat apanyeva samnya. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must bring it back under the control of the self. Got to keep on bringing it back. Because, you know, the mind has that nature. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said the mind is a non-devotee. Now, we all know we're not supposed to associate with non-devotees. We have this non-devotee very close to us. It's in the bhakta program. We're trying to turn it into a bhakta. Not easy. I mentioned this on Sunday. I think I've mentioned it here before also, but it's a good thing to hear for myself and for all of us. This is from Bhakti Tirtha Swami, who, when he was chanting inattentively, he would stop and he would back up a couple beats, you know, one or two beats, just to check the mind and go forward. It's nice, because otherwise the mind just keeps going. It just keeps going. We've all had the experience. But we've got to keep on bringing the mind back. We've got to become attached to Krishna. So I've been doing this for years, and it really improved my japa. And I mentioned this to one devotee, and he said, I did that the next morning. He said, it was the best japa I ever had. Just doing that. Whenever I was in attendance, he'd bring it back. You know, just back up one or two beats. Just check the mind. I think there's been a lot of japa retreats, and I've heard a lot of them, but I've never heard anything better than this for improving our japa. And this is the most important thing, chanting Hare Krishna. Kalar dosan adhe rajan asti heka mahadguna kirtana deva krishna sam mukta sangha param vajaya. So, we have to get a taste. Somehow we have to get a taste for the holy name. If we can just get a taste for the holy name, we're set. But we have to hear. We have to hear properly, attentively. There's so many faults in this age of Kali, unlimited faults. But the one good thing about this age is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, we can become completely purified of all contamination and be qualified to be accepted back into the spiritual world. So, Dao Shota Tata Saru Sangata Bhajanakriya Tato Narta Matiti said Tato Nishtha. Then you get firm faith. You get firm faith. You can't fall away from Krishna. So many people have come, joined our society, and then unfortunately they fell away. But when you get firm faith, no chance of that happening. So we should pray for this firm faith. Then we get a taste, ruchi, get a taste on Krishna. Okay, so is there any question? Yes, is there a microphone?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vijay, for the wonderful class. I hear my Guru Dave quote that verse, Sadhu Sangha, Brajana Kriya, Anartanaviti. Where is that verse from?
That's Nectar of Instruction? Nectar of Devotion. Sachi Tanoi Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Nice to see you. You mentioned something very interesting about that feedback that you got from in Florida. What was the most important, what was the thing they liked the most and what things they didn't like. And that brought me to the understanding that even in ancient times, kings will go and send spies to go among the people to find out what we're doing wrong so I can do things better, not to be, you know, killed or kicked out or something.
Even Lord Ramachandra did that.
Lord Ramachandra. So the point I'm leading to is that since we always mention Harinam being like, you just quote the verse too. That verse also talks about the holy name and the taste of the holy name. So we always, you know, think, okay, how come, you know, I wonder too, how is it that we don't emphasize it equally, you know, like book distribution, same as Harinam? Is it because it doesn't bring any money and, you know, we don't put much interest in that? Or because sometimes you look in some temples, Harinam is just for those who cannot do so much practical service that you might think you have to, you need. And you, like yourself right now, you're going in a world tour to do, emphasize book distribution. Similarly, it should be someone like going with a Harinam mood, you know, like who developed the test, because that's what's holding. And you see from that feedback how many people really like the chanting of the holy name. And I remember in Vrindavan going many times. Sometimes we used to see Krishna Balaram, of course, so powerful. Vrindavan is so powerful. But when Indra start, you know, that, you know, reviving that, having that even in 24-hour kirtans was like, wow, the temple started coming. Hundreds of people will come from Delhi, and all they want to do is dance. So the point I'm leading to, any... can you elaborate on this? Why is it that we don't, or is, you know, we can accommodate and say it's equal, it's not equal, but it's still we don't give the same importance. Why do you think it's a...
Well, in the beginning, devotees were doing Harinam, a lot of Harinam. They were doing like 12 hours a day. And then the books got printed and they understood the importance. Prabhupada was emphasizing book distribution so much. And that's why, because... And actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, he said, if you get money, print books. And he, therefore, he called it the Brihat Mridanga. People get the book and they learn about the holy name. Personally, I started chanting Hare Krishna because I got the book. I read how it's important to chant this holy name. So I started chanting. And in the book, it also gives reason why to chant. Now, people hear the holy name out there. They don't know anything. They don't know what it is. So they come up and ask, hey, what is this about? What are you singing? What is that? You know, they don't know. They get a book. Then they know why we're chanting. So not only are they hearing the philosophy, but they're chanting the holy name. And because they're getting information of why they're chanting, maybe they'll continue chanting because they're getting the knowledge of why we're chanting. So the knowledge is very important in order for people to understand the importance of chanting. So actually, both is good. You've got a Harinam and a book distributor. that's the
best. Just about giving, you know, like we would love to see also to see equal importance, because those who go out, they find themselves alone because it's like we don't have any support, or we don't, you know, and then they eventually they just kind of like drift away, unfortunately. So there's no question, both of things are so important because we do what Prabhupada wants, so we distribute books. But I would love to see the other thing develop and see devotees like you going out.
People like the Harinam. And quite often people come and they join us dancing and singing and they just like it. You know, so it's very good, very auspicious.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Anything else? Yes, Naikatma Prabhu. I think someone's going to bring the microphone to you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Sachidanoy, for your comment. I would like to add to Sachidanoy Prabhu's comment that it is being, if we analyze Prabhupada's program, it is being encouraged equally. When Prabhupada instructs that we should go to Mangal Arati, that's Harinam. When we go to Bhagavatam class or we go on book distribution, that's the... what was the word I was going to have? The reinforcement. So it is equally. You have to be educated. You have to have some knowledge why you're going to Mangal Arati. Why are you chanting in the morning? You go to Bhagavatam class or you go out on book distribution so you can realize, why am I doing this? So I would add that Prabhupada is emphasizing both equally on that point.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.